It is 24th of November. Yesterday I spoke with a military guy who spent almost a year in Russian captivity, and this conversation is one of the most difficult tests of this war, but at the same time nothing speaks more fully of our enemies than the testimony of wars who have passed through the hell of captivity. This man was captured after his unit was completely encircled by Russians. The Ukrainians fought the enemy for several weeks, but they ran out of ammunition and were forced to surrender. But the Russians did not treat them as a prisoners of war. They were not allowed to do everything prescribed by the Convention of the Rights of the Prisoners of War. There were no letters home, no medical help, nothing. The Russians immediately said that they perceive the Ukrainian military as rebels, as separatists who dared to challenge legitimate authority. That is, they consider Ukraine their own, and they consider the Ukrainian military to be bandits who decided to take Ukraine from the Russians. The Red Cross found itself on the same side as the Russian authorities. They refused any help, only wrote reports that everyone was fine and there were no complaints. And to be honest, no one expected anything else from the Russian branch of the Red Cross. These bastards have already distinguished themselves by participating in the abduction of children from the occupied territories. I will not be surprised if it turns out that they also took part in torture of prisoners. And prisoners face torture every day. My interlocutor returned from captivity with a broken knee. Already in Ukraine, he underwent surgery several times, but he still limps. Daily beatings, use of electric shocker, lack of any medical assistance, and hunger. Starvation is a favorite thing of Russians. The guy I talked to lost about half of his body weight in 10 months of captivity. He had a very dangerous stage of dystrophy. Several prisoners of war were forced by the Russians to confess to crimes they did not commit through constant beatings and humiliation. They were sent to court, the session of which was covered by Russian TV channels with the slogan "Ukrainian fascists are responsible for their brutal crimes." Several people simply died of starvation and torture. Those who survived and did not break under torture were sent to Russian prisons for ordinary criminals. 3 to 5 prisoners were sent to each prison, no more. The Russians are very afraid that the Ukrainians will revolt and therefore try to divide them. In prison, to the constant beating and abuse by the administration, brutality is added by the detainees who were made to believe by propaganda that Ukrainians are not human beings. My comrade was recognized as a prisoner of war and included on the list for exchange thanks to a successful counter-offensive last year, after which many captured Russians ended up in the hands of Ukrainians. Moscow could release them only with the help of an exchange. Thus, several dozen people who survived the real horror of Russian captivity returned home. They all crippled physically and mentally, but they are already at home. Several thousand more Ukrainians are still in the hands of the Russians and are daily experiencing nightmarish pain and endless intimidation.